saw him standing in my doorway. His figure merely filled the space. And I knew that I moved toward him.
They took control over me. I was like paralyzed. They could have flown into my mouth. That's how I stood there. That's why I can tell you they have bigger energy than we do. They can control you, and they will, only for your good. See, they are not invaders, but they are controllers of the universe. The masters from the superior forces. Well, you know. Why do the dark forces make so much fight? secrets about the truth, you know? Let's see what the sign says about what it is. It is what it is.
Reveille, the 24-hour plus one durational broadcast of live daybreak sounds from around the world, will embark on its 13th loop around the sun on Saturday, the 2nd of May at 5 a.m. UK time, and will conclude its loop on Sunday, the 3rd of May at 6 a.m. UK time. Reveille is co-produced locally by Soundcamp Cooperative and globally by a network of participating institutions and artists. The Reveille broadcast is hosted by Wavefarm, Accra, New York, and relayed by Resonance Extra and other partnering radio stations. For more info and to listen, please visit soundtent.org/Reveille.
Celebrating together with the police our free, happy life in the streets in Berlin. What else happened? Why did I say that? I forgot. I talked so much last night. Tonight I decided to shut my mouth.
You want to pause? There's the pause right there.
Here's why my grandparents don't ever take to the concentration camp, because my grandfather was the richest bank owner in Germany. His name was Levi's, like the jeans. Then he gave himself another name, was Harvin. But it was too late. Only the children could escape. And things like that I told them. And then I told them about channels and getting in contact with the spirits and find out about why you have an illness. Not to be found out by experimenting on animals, but go to a channel and talk to the ghosts about your problems. That's what I said.
Thank you. We'll be right back. nasza Ziemia. O Ukraino, ty oficjanta, nasza Ziemia. Pojedziesz daleko, opatrzysz pachato. Pojedziesz daleko, opatrzysz pachato. Pojedziesz daleko, opatrzysz pachato. Pojedziesz daleko.
You are a what? Jeszcze en do dyrektora nie snimi.
Amo, perché non tu ti amo, perché?
pedazo, duro pedazo, hágame pedazo.
Степанова, ртний хомлє. Нитр оглоб. Глионайче здрает, райдагар, саркатай ракит. Оле раб, энчары райбары, чо. Арго, ар, бале тарайте. Авто юр инка, найр прази. Тавеньо лирка, таюс фай. О мале тотти, оле маяфт. Извали ятти, ифтали ярт. Огбооди, гир дия, здорф жи, бильтия.
How do you judge this conference and the media activism that the people who like to make independent TV?
It's fantastic. Particularly the show. Well, the two things that I attended were the, so we ran last night, was the East Europe show, which was really phenomenal to simply listen to what the people from Romania and Siberia and Slovenia had to say, and to talk about a kind of dialectic of political action, which is really pretty radically different than I think what goes on in Western Europe, and certainly radically different than what goes on in Canada. So coming from a Canadian context, in which, you know, it's a reason for us being here, is because from the Canadian context, from the North American context, it's impossible ever to get any kind of first-hand information as to the situation in East Europe, as particularly with respect to the media. So the show, the East Europe show for us, was just like sort of like, you know, like what Foucault would say, it's like sort of like tearing a veil apart and letting the voices of the excluded and the repressed finally speak. And I found pretty fantastic the ways in which they speak. For example, the guy from Siberia was talking about the woman that they discovered along the river, who I took to be a metaphor of the wrecking of the mind. Sort of, they went to sleep for 70 years under the repression of communism, and sort of woke up to a handwritten Bible, and sort of a disintegration of the Russian language itself. So, and secondly, the show on hardware was, for me, pretty phenomenal. I don't think it dealt with issues of tactical television, but really dealt with kind of hardware issues, which I think, in fact, are all about the controlling logic of what, you know, the media technological theorist Paul Verley would say, the controlling logic of the logistics of perception today. So for me, that was just, you know, really provide a lot of, really a lot of...
And people were opposing this technology, putting questions, or only looking at how to use them, or how to use them for our purposes.
Well, sort of opposing, and then there are people in the room right now who were there, so they can speak for themselves. It was sort of opposing, but what I noticed was a nice kind of thing that happened, is that everyone began formally with like a critical kind of venue, but by the end of the discussion, the seduction of the technology had crept in, and it was sort of like a techno-geek discussion on high-definition television, bandwidths, and whatnot. And so sort of the issues of tactical television had sort of been swept by the board as people got into their real issues of, controlling technological logic behind the mediascape itself, behind the war machine, I suppose.
There are no Japanese, I must say, on this conference, because they think all the images not made on high definition are boring and uninteresting, both from an information point of view as from an aesthetical point of view. They think that if people work with, let's say, VHS, SVHS, and even with U-matic or Betacam,